Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. As you know, we are doing this at Morgan State University. Ride, as you can see, stands for Returning Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, powered by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University, and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency as part of the United States Department of Commerce. So as you know, we've been doing this for a number of months now, and the university really goes through a number of topics or tasks that you as the entrepreneur will perform as you get started in business. So go back. You can find past episodes of Ride University at edacmorgan.com, and just click on Ride and then Ride University. So we talked about mindset in the first segment. We went to make, and that's more of solving. What problem are you solving? Also talks about your product and your services. Then we went into marketing. And now we're at the point of number four, where we talk about manage and operations. So manage, what skills and experience do you bring to the table? Oftentimes entrepreneurs go into situations, businesses that they have no experience in, which is a problem, but it can be solved. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So one, what skill sets do you bring to the table? What are your skills? Are you good at making things? Are you good at sales? Are you good at negotiation? What are those things that are going to help you help the business? And then think about what gaps. So let's say you're not good at the numbers. What are you going to do to fill that gap? Let's say you're not good at selling, which is important when you go into business. If you're not good at selling your product or your service, that's a challenge, but we need to figure out how to overcome that. So what tools or what individuals are you going to bring in? So do you have a business partner? Do you have resources to hire somebody as an employee, whether it's full-time or part-time? Can you hire an intern from a local community college or university? Do you have the resources to hire a consultant? So think about what your skills are and what you bring to the table that's going to help you build your business. And then think about what skills that you don't have. Where are those gaps? And then how are you going to fill those gaps? We're going to talk about processes the next time. And processes are what it is. You know, what does it take to make your product? So list all your tasks that it takes to make your product or perform your service. We're going to talk about that next time. Your business team. These are individuals that will help you stay out of trouble in business. So I'm going to give you the business team. So you have your accountant. Your accountant is going to help you with your numbers, help you with your projections, help you with putting your receipts into some type of accounting software package. A lot of people are using QuickBooks or some type of spreadsheet to do that as well. And they're also going to help you out with tax planning. You know, it's interesting that individuals think that an accountant is just there to do taxes. No, they should be helping you with your planning, with your pricing, making sure that you have the right pricing, whether to lease or purchase a particular equipment, building, or some land. So that's what your accountant is there for. So get them in on the beginning. The attorney is there to help you with your legal entity. Right now, and everybody said today, I need to get my LLC. Well, there are some other legal entities that you can apply for, and your attorney can really help you navigate through those. So LLC, limited liability company, a C corp, a S corp, a partnership, a nonprofit organization. Your accountant and your attorney should be working together to make sure that you have to put you in the best position for your legal entity. Your insurance person. Yes, everybody needs insurance. Even if you are selling a product, you'll need some type of insurance. So what insurance do you need? Reach out to an insurance agent and let them know what type of product or service you are producing so that they can give you the proper insurance and amount that you need for your particular business. And I always throw in there a banker, but I'm just going to say a financial institution, because it don't necessarily, well, let me put the banker in there and then talk about financial institution. So the banker, you definitely need a business bank account. Separate your personal from your business in order to make sure that you're doing business in the right way. All right, so that's your banker. So that's your accountant, your attorney, your insurance agent, and your banker. I'm gonna add a fifth one, and that is a financial planner. So as you're beginning to navigate your business, you wanna make sure that you're putting money aside for retirement, for health, for any other benefits that you and your business team, as your business begins to grow. And then build your brain team. And these are people who can help you along the way. As a solo entrepreneur or as co-entrepreneurs, partnership, I should say, you still want to make sure that you have the proper people in place to guide you along the way. Because one of the things that you will see if you're not in business, even if you're in business, you're out there on the daily grind. And there are some things that you may not see that other people who's on your team can see. So who are these individuals? I mean, these can be family members, friends, teachers. Now, let me back up. Family members that have the skill set to help you along in your business. Same thing with your friends as well. These could be mentors, entrepreneurs, advisors. Some of the individuals that we talked about for the business team, they may be on your brain team. However, you know, you want to be careful because some of them are charging by the hour. And let me say, your brain team, your sounding board, your advisory board, you don't pay these individuals. These are individuals who you work with, who they work with you rather, and you work with, not rather, you work with them too, to really build your business. So what do they do? They act as a sounding board. They make connections for you. They may see something that you may not see, and you all can plan that out together. Mostly you plan it out together because they're there to advise you. They're not your employee. Okay. So they're not your employee and they're not your employer. So they can't tell you what to do. You can't tell them what to do. They're giving you advice and it's up to you to accept that. And you can meet once a year. You can meet once a month. You can meet quarterly. It's something that you all have to set up with. And these are, again, individuals that believe in you. They really want to help you move your business to the next level. So don't forget, next time we're going to talk about operations. And don't forget to visit the podcast. And the podcast, along with other resources from the RIDE program, are available at edacmorgan.com, as you see down there. The podcast will air on the last Monday of each month. If you're trying to reach me, just shoot me an email at Omar, that's Omar, at edacmorgan.com. And we're also on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. So until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Lab Production.